You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Sumant Banerjee. The AV industry in India is in need of a push, with growth beginning to taper. At least part of it is due to a cut in subsidies earlier this year. As a result, hopes are now pinned on the third installment of FAMA scheme expected to be announced in the budget on the 23rd of July. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What is the FAMA scheme? The Faster Adoption and Manufacturing of Hybrid and Electric Vehicle, FAMA, scheme, launched in 2015, is the umbrella program of the government to encourage sales of electric and hybrid vehicles. It ended in March 2019 but was immediately succeeded by the second phase of the scheme with an increased corpus of 10,000 crore rupees to fund 7,090 buses, 500,000 three-wheelers, 55,000 cars and 1 million two-wheelers. This scheme ended in March 2024. An Electric Mobility Promotion Scheme, EMPS, was launched in the interim before a third version is rolled out in the budget. How much was allocated previously? It has progressively increased. In the first phase, the allocation was a measly 900 crore rupees, but this was substantially hiked in the second phase. It was again revised in its last year in 2023 after funds for two-wheelers got exhausted. The corpus was then hiked to 11,500 crore rupees. By the end of the scheme, over 90% of the funds had been utilized. Electric three-wheelers fully utilized the 991 crore rupees allocated for them, followed by electric buses which utilized 94% of the funds and electric two-wheelers at 90% of the 4,756 crore rupees allocation. The laggard was electric cars, which utilized only 64% of the allocation. How has it impacted EV sales in India? From just 2,399 units in financial year 2015, the year before the launch of the scheme, sales zoomed more than 7x in the first year, crossed the 100,000 mark in financial year 2019 and the million unit mark in FY23. In financial year 2024, sales grew over 40% to 1.68 million units. In June 2021, subsidies on two-wheelers were hiked by 50% and sales zoomed 5 times. Sales are, however, beginning to stagnate. What are the reasons for the slowdown? The decision to reduce incentives to original levels effective June 2023 led to a rise in prices and a sharp moderation in growth. In financial year 2024, electric two-wheelers sales grew 30% when in the previous year sales had nearly trebled. Electric car sales missed the 100,000 unit target, though more models were launched and some manufacturers cut prices. Lack of incentives for consumers buying electric cars for personal use and stalled charging infrastructure are the main reasons for the slowdown in growth. What is expected of FAMA 3? The industry is hoping for subsidies to be extended for individual car buyers and an increase in incentives from FAMA 2 for two-wheelers. Under EMPS, these have gone down further. It is also expected to facilitate financing through interest subvention for three-wheelers and buses. Trucks, the last in the electrification chain but one offering the biggest environmental benefit, may be brought into the ambit of subsidies. A much bigger corpus is expected for chargers and battery swapping stations. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.